welcome to the postgame show.
So hi, guys.
Mark is kind enough to join me today, which is awesome. So during the break between the main show and the postgame, Mark just, you know, was sharing some like house stuff.
Yeah, because Anna, if you follow her on social media, as I do. Now, you know, we follow a lot of people. I'm sure you follow people that you know, and you follow people that you just go, oh, that's kind of an interesting feed or whatever. And Anna's like, you know, both. She's somebody I know, and it's an interesting feed. And she does all these remodel things, which I really love seeing, like her bathroom. She's trying to decide, you know, what color? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? So what I was sharing with her during the break, because I know she's in that world, like, of trying to upgrade a house or sort of remodel a living space. My friend just bought this house, and he'd lived in this very modest house for a long time. And then he's making some good money, and he's, of course, living quite modestly and sort of stockpiling the money. And he's finally blown it all on this great place. So he moves in. This is their first weekend there. And he sends me these pictures, and whole parts of the wall and ceiling are cut out because there is water damage, an active leak that's going on there.
That is so devastating.
He is, and so you know what, that the insulation is all soaking wet, and you worry about mold, and you worry about, not to mention you don't know what's causing a leak. It's horrible for your first weekend. I mean, it's just, it's awful. So because Anna's had this sort of, you know, it can be a rough ride through, I got to get this done, I can't find the right guy to do it, you know, to install this, I'm going to install it myself or whatever. You have all these materials. And
so,
and because I know that that's her world a little bit, I just thought I'd show her that, you know, hey, this is how bad it can get in a new house.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like we talked about owning versus buying last time. And I think I made the point that, you know, owning seems great, but you gotta, when you own all the problems.
Yeah, owning versus renting, right?
Versus renting, I say.
Yeah. So look, there's upsides and downsides to both. Last week, I wrote like this kind of long rant on my personal Facebook page. And it was, by the way, like it was like so therapeutic to finally get it out, because I wanted forever to be able to say, like, I bought this, you know, and it's not a house, it's a condo, it's super modest, but it's like, to
it's
me,
yours.
It was like the pride of owning, like, oh my God, this is, I remember telling Cenk, like, to me, it's a symbol that like the hard work paid off, right? And it just ended up being a gigantic, devastating pain in the ass. And it's not all that it's cracked up to be. It's hard. I hate that I moved away from an area that I love just so I could be able to, you know, buy. And
well, that's too bad, because I remember the thing that you mentioned once before, I think on a post game, was the dog thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that,
that
was so sad to me, because, you know, here you are, a responsible dog owner, and, you know, the president of the homeowners association or something.
Oh, that's the dog thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought you were talking about something much worse.
No.
And I was like, how do you know about that? Something else happened. I was walking, Charlie. This is like a couple weeks ago, I think. I was walking Charlie, and then there was a woman who didn't want to pick up after her dog. And so I very nicely asked her to pick up after her dog. And
what does that sound like when you ask very nicely for somebody to pick up after their dog? Excuse me, would you mind?
I was like, hey, do you mind picking that up? I literally used that tone.
Sure.
And I told her, you know, because I stepped in it a couple of times. Like, I said something like that, right? And it was really, because I don't want to be, it's like annoying when you have neighbors or other adults like trying to police your behavior. And even though what she was doing was wrong, I didn't want to come off as like, oh, you better pick up your dog's poop. Like, I just wanted to be nice, you know?
Yeah.
And I live there in that neighborhood too, so I don't want any bad blood or whatever. But it didn't matter how nice I was, because her response was she said, fuck you, you Jewish cunt.
Wow.
That's what she said to me.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I talked about it with Cenk, and the day that it happened, I was super emotional and really upset.
Wow.
And
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How old was she?
She was like middle aged.
Now I have to build a profile on her, excuse me. So she's middle aged. Anything
older
else?
Older woman. She looked white, but I don't know what her background is. She had like light hair that was graying, which is why I think she was like either in her late 40s, early 50s, I want to guess. I don't know.
Notice a wedding ring or not?
I didn't notice that. at all. She had a like medium-sized black dog with curly hair, looked like it might be like a poodle mix. But like all of that stuff, all of the details about her, like just kind of like I didn't black out because when I black out, I get angry. But I was like,
what did you say in response to that?
I didn't know what to say. Yeah, I was like, you know, you're a sad person. I think I said, I don't even remember now. Yeah. Like I kind of, it really upset me.
That is really,
it really upset me. And also it was that incident on top of. Like I'm outside of my comfort zone, like with where I'm living right now. I don't like that neighborhood. I just don't.
I'm starting to figure out why.
Anyway,
that's too bad. That's just awful.
It's you know, really fucking hard.
That story is really about what that woman said. But let me take it back to maybe something just on the doggy dog shit part of it.
Yeah.
I lived in a condo-ish situation, a bunch of townhomes. There's like a common area, okay, which is what you're talking about with a condo. You know, have all the common space. And it was an outdoor thing. It was at the beach. And this is awful, and I think I've mentioned this on this show before in the post game. I was president of the Homeowners Association. I think I mentioned that, which is not something I wanted at all. I mean, I want to be the neighbor that just goes, hi, and then bam, I get it. So I don't care what you do. I don't want you to care what I do.
Yes.
All right. So when you're president of the Homeowners Association, that's not your role. Now you're in everybody's business, which is awful.
Yep.
And then once you become president, everybody will be like, hey, let me tell you something. You know, Bob and 1C, oh my God, those people and blah, 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 you get into that. But there was somebody, one day, there is a huge thing of dog shit right there in the common area on the way to the cars. And there's no way to even like miss it. It was right there in the center because everything kind of comes together. And so they did like a whole investigation on it and I understood why. Because if you're that irresponsible that you're letting your dog shit in the common space that is only like 3 feet wide, so that everybody's got to step over it, and you know that happened, right? Then what kind of dog owner are you, and what kind of neighbor are you?
So inconsiderate.
They figured out it was somebody who was renting the place. And of course, everybody's got a story. Oh, I just let the dog out don't just let the dog out then. I don't mean to be a hard ass. Maybe you can see why I was president of the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was wild. I mean, that's a big deal what you do with that. You know, with your dog leaves it stuff everywhere and you got to clean up after it.
Yeah, just pick up after your dog. It's not rocket science. It's not even difficult.
It's not hard, no.
Just do it. I don't know what I would have to do to make this happen in this neighborhood. But when I was living in West Hollywood, every corner had those it was like a little trash can for dog poo.
With a dispenser also?
Yeah, and it had the dispenser with those plastic bags. So you never know, sometimes when I'm walking Charlie, it happens very rarely, but Charlie's like a multi-pooper, right? Like he doesn't just poop once, he poops like four times during our walks.
Raise your hand if you're a multi-pooper, everybody. Anyone? No?
And so sometimes I'll run out of bags and then I'll panic, but I'll improvise and I'll find a way to pick up anyway.
Sure.
But the great thing about those little dispensers was no matter what, you're pretty close to bags and you can pick up after your dog. And it was kind of rare to find dog poop just sitting there on the sidewalk or whatever. Of course, you're gonna have some inconsiderate assholes who don't pick up, but overall, it was much cleaner than this neighborhood. And by the way, I'm lucky to live in the neighborhood. Lucky to live in the neighborhood I live in now. It's considered a desirable area, whatever, you know. But I'm starting to realize what desirable means in people's eyes, right? For a lot of people, desirable is everyone here makes a certain amount of money. Everyone here is a certain race. Everyone here is a certain, you know what I mean? And I fucking hate it. I hate it so much.
Wow. I mean, if you really don't like it that much, you should.
Oh my God, I hate it so much. You have no idea.
You got to find a different area to live in.
I can't. I.
You can't flip it and be whole on it?
Well, I mean, the amazing thing is it's already earned.
Appreciated.
Yes, it has. So.
Especially when you did those bathrooms or that one bathroom.
I can't walk away from it yet, because it's, I put so much time and effort and money into it, and it's like I gotta. So I'm trying to learn to like the area, but it's hard because it's just, it's a completely different vibe. It's a different feel, and there's like this snootiness that I can't stand. You know what I mean? And it's like, why are you guys so? We're in the valley. Like, why are you guys so goddamn snooty? Like, really? There's nothing snooty. There should never be anything snooty about the San Fernando Valley. I don't care if you're like in the best part of it. Like, you just, you don't get to be snooty. But anyway,
no, that's a big deal. You want to, regardless of the neighborhood, you want to like your neighbors and you want to like where you live, you know?
By the way, I like one of my neighbors a lot. Okay, his name, he doesn't own in the building, he rents, but he's the best. His name is Jeff, and he is so funny. He's like this, I don't know, he's just like this funny, laid back guy. And my favorite thing about him is he loves to like come to me and like talk shit about the one like woman in the building who likes to police everyone. And he'll be like, oh, she's mean, isn't she? And like, we'll just like you know, gossip about her, and it's like the best thing ever. And on Friday, I was really excited because I didn't have any plans Friday night. And I was like, awesome, I'm gonna go home. I have a ton of like errands to catch up on. Christian's working late, so that means I can really hyper focus on getting these things done. And so I locked myself out, okay? But I did not lock myself out because it wasn't, this is not gonna make any sense, but I'm gonna do my best to explain it. One of the locks on the door is broken, okay? It was broken when we moved in. Christian attempted to fix it, and because of HOA rules and regulations, you can't change that handle. Like, it's like the main handle to the door, right?
And so it has to look the same as the other handles in the building.
Right. So we wanted to just completely replace it because it's from the freaking 1970s. Like, it's broken. It's really hard to find the replacement parts that you need for it. And then finally, Christian like did so much research. He found the replacement part we needed, but it's not quite right. And so we never lock that lock. There's two other locks, we always use those.
Sure.
So here's what happened. I took Charlie out to do his business, and I'm happy, everything's great, I'm in a great mood. I come back, unlock the lock that I did lock, and then I notice that I can't open the door. And so somehow that broken lock latched. And I couldn't get in. I just couldn't get in. Christian's working late. I don't know what to do. So I text him, I'm like, it's an emergency, please call me right away. He calls me, he's like, what's up? I tell him the situation, and he's like, I don't know what to tell you, what do you want me to do? And then I was like, I don't know, and like I hung up like in a panic, but I'm not mad at him, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm gonna do next. And then he gets mad at me because he thinks I'm upset with him, and he's like, why are you upset at me for your mistake? And I was like, I didn't make a mistake. This thing is broken. You didn't fix it right. Like, it was just bad.
Oh my God.
So, by the way, you move in, everything breaks, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know what the point of inspectors are. Inspectors come in, and what do they do? Because obviously he didn't inspect shit, because as soon, like, the floor is sinking a little bit. Right. Like, we might need new floors. The tiles are coming apart, like where the kitchen is.
Yeah,
like it's just one thing after the other, and I'm just at this point where I don't want it anymore. Like, I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't want it. I just wish I could go back in time, and I would have made a different decision, I think.
I don't know. I mean, at some point, you know, if you really don't want it, you ought to let it go. Otherwise, it's an irritant. I mean, then you can make money or get out whole, then you're better off than a lot of people. I mean, that's a really great situation to be in. But I also understand you went to a lot of trouble, and moving's traumatic, and you got to find another place to live and all that kind of thing. But at least you can begin the process and feel as though you'll win the war against this place eventually, and you know, in this neighborhood.
Yeah. The thing is, I couldn't move back to where I want to live because the rent in that area for a one-bedroom apartment is now more expensive than what my mortgage is.
Yeah, that's so insane.
It is insane. It's fucking bananas, okay? Yeah. One-bedroom apartment in West Hollywood right now, like, you know, if you want a decent one in a good part of West Hollywood, it's like $2,500. That's more than my mortgage.
Yeah.
Like, significantly.
But if you go downstairs, they've got those little trash cans with the dispensers for the dogs.
I mean, you know?
West Hollywood is like a little paradise, you know. It's a very cool area. A lot of gay people there, and they're very meticulous about everything, and that's great.
Yeah.
You know, when you're living there.
But, you know, I also don't want to make it seem like it doesn't have its downsides as well. Like, you know, since housing has become so unaffordable for people, the homeless population has skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's also, you know, a drug epidemic, I think, impacting LA as well. So the last week that I was living there, there was someone shooting up heroin in, you know, the dumpster area of the building.
Wow.
And that wasn't something I experienced when I moved to that area in 2012. And so it's, look, these issues are gonna become more jarring, they're gonna get worse unless we come up with actual solutions. But it is kind of crazy that, you know, people are spending an insane amount of money just to rent there, and at the same time, there's like a really bad homeless problem, like in that area.
Right. I mean, look, it's not so different than what's happening across the country, which is that you have a lot of wealth contrasted with tremendous poverty and an inability to make ends meet, homeless problem, and it is happening all across the country. I had a guy die on my doorstep on Christmas morning.
What?
It was back in a long time ago. Yeah, not where I am now, because it was in Buffalo, New York. So Christmas morning is really cold, and a homeless guy, yeah. And it was the saddest thing, man. It was like, by the time I came downstairs to the apartment building, it was like a really nice gay man had fixed the whole place up, and it was like a super great place to live. And he had turned all these different, it must have been a big house at one time, into separate units and apartments. And I lived there for about a year and a half. Anyway, on Christmas morning, I come down, it's freezing cold, it's gotta be like 5 below or something. And I come down there, and bam, there's a guy dead. But by the time I got there, as I was gonna say, already, you know, the police and everybody was there, and they had the whole area roped off. But it was so sad. I mean, I mean, any morning, but also just on a holiday morning, just it was so profoundly
a downer. That's so devastating. Yeah. Wow.
But so with that, everybody, hey, Merry Christmas.
So, no, sorry for the not so happy
I was trying to, I love how Mark Thompson took that homeless thing you guys were talking about and pivoted right to like homeless guy dying. It was just a great moment, great button out. So much fun watching the post game. Yeah.
Anyway,
good luck on all of that.
Thanks. And like, don't feel bad for me. Like, I'm in a lucky position and I need to stop whining and crying about things. But it's just challenging. It's a lot more challenging than I expected. And I knew it was going to be challenging, but it ended up being a lot harder than.
Well, it's also, you know, when you move to a new place, you want it to be great, and you want the experiences of finding this new place in this new neighborhood to be filled with, hey, you know, I found this new place where we can get pizza. I found this new place where, you know, we can get our haircut, whatever the deal is, you know, I don't know. And so this new funky music store, whatever. And it's when it's filled with other stuff, which is kind of the stuff that doesn't make you happy, then that sucks.
Yeah, and that encounter with that woman was kind of like.
Oh, that is awful.
Yeah, nailed the coffin for me.
God, you really want your husband with you on that.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, definitely.
And my husband's coming back, and he is a big Jewish guy who's gonna kick your ass. The Jewish thing is weird. Where did that come from?
I mean, it's, I don't know.
I love how she could use it like it's an insult to be Jewish.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, it's just weird.
I mean, when you really think about it, Jewish isn't an insult, and then I am a little cunty, so I guess she wasn't really insulting me. She was just. But either way.
Exactly, bitch. Yeah. I'm a Jewish. That's right. And I'm a Jewish guy who wants you to fucking pick up your dog shit.
I should have. You know, I wish I would have reacted that way. But I think I was so shocked.
Yeah.
And I've had so many encounters with terrible people over the last year and a half that I just. I wanted to get the fuck out of
it. No, and here's a horrible thing that you do. You spend days thinking, what should I have said? What should I have done?
Yeah.
God, I wish that I just pivoted and reached down and grabbed that and just stuffed it right in her. You know what I mean? You do all of it. Go, no, that would have been too intense. So, okay, well, I wish I just, you know, just rubbed it on her pant. You know, no, that would have been too bad. But
well,
I wish.
Yeah, that's right. I did.
You like, second
I
guess it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, overall, I'm happy that I didn't escalate the situation. But she doesn't deserve a dog. You know, like the fact that she has a dog, I think upsets me more than anything because dogs are just. Such sweet little creatures, and the fact that hateful woman has a dog upsets me.
Like, right.
We need to save that dog. Anyway. All right, guys. Thank you, Mark.
No, Anna, I love it. Love hanging out with you always.
So. I love it when you're here. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. We'll see you tomorrow.